tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Hello, I'm Steve Miller. United States Vice President Joe Biden says the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida is becoming clearer and more straightforward as investigators look into the motive behind the attack that resulted in the death of 49 people and wounded an additional 53. The vice president didn't elaborate, but said that President Barack Obama would say more as he's expected to visit Orlando on Thursday. The U.S. presidential primary election season officially ended Tuesday. Hillary Clinton defeated Senator Bernie Sanders in Washington's primary. Clinton and Sanders held what they called a positive discussion. Hillary Clinton is the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee, with her official selection expected at a convention in Philadelphia next month. Sanders has persisted in his campaign despite trailing in the race for months, which has allowed him to have some influence on the party's platform of policies. Speaking to supporters, Sanders provided some insight on what he plans to do next.
We are going to fight as hard as we can to create a Democratic Party which represents the working families and the low-income people in this country.
Clinton and Sanders also cited what they call the dangerous threat of Donald Trump poses to our nation. China has warned U.S. President Barack Obama against meeting with the Dalai Lama, noting the scheduled closed-door meeting could damage mutual trust. China views the Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist. President Obama has met with the Dalai Lama many times during his presidency and refers to him as a good friend. But China fears the meeting will send the wrong message to Tibetans. Dialogue between the Dalai Lama and China's central government stopped in 2010. For more news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.